This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.
Tonight, Iran launched a large scale of coordinated attack on Israel. The regime in Iran fired a massive swarm over 200 killer drones, cruise missiles, and ballistic missiles towards the state of Israel. Together with our allies and partners across the region, we are operating at this very moment to defend Israel from Iran's attack.
That's Israel's chief military spokesperson, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, outside the British embassy in Tehran. Iranians chanted and celebrated after the attack on Israel. U.S. President Joe Biden and his national security team say they are monitoring the situation. A U.S. defense official said that the effort to intercept the attack was continuing. Tensions are at their highest since the Israel-Hamas war began 6 months ago, after a suspected Israeli strike this month on an Iranian consular building in Syria killed 12 people, including two senior Iranian generals. Meanwhile, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports on an Israeli-linked ship seized by Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard members.
Commandos from Iran's Revolutionary Guard made their way down from a helicopter onto an Israeli-affiliated container ship near the Strait of Hormuz, seizing the vessel. The ship is the Portuguese-flagged MSC Ares, a container vessel associated with Zodiac Maritime, part of Israeli billionaire Eyal Ofer's Zodiac Group. Authorities are now working to ensure the well-being of the crew. The seizure is the latest in a series of attacks between the two countries. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukraine's military chief on Saturday warned that the battlefield situation in the country's industrial east has significantly worsened in recent days as warming weather has allowed Russian forces to launch a fresh push along several stretches of the more than 1,000-kilometer strut front line. Also on Saturday, Germany announced that it will deliver an additional Patriot air defense system to Ukraine days after missiles and drones struck infrastructure and power facilities across several Ukrainian regions, leaving hundreds of thousands of homes without power. A top-ranking official reaffirmed in China with ties with North Korea during a meeting Saturday with the country's leader, Kim Jong-un, and the capital, Pyongyang, China's state media reported, and the highest-level talks between allies in years. At least six people were killed in a deadly stabbing attack at a busy shopping center in Sydney, Australia. Details from Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino.
According to the police, the assailant was shot by a police officer after he attacked shoppers in the busy Westfield Bondi Junction shopping center. Rhys Colmenares, an eyewitness who hid in a hardware store with 20 others, said she saw a baby being taken to an ambulance.
Oh, the mother was terrified. People were coming out and screaming, like, stabbing, stabbing.
New South Wales Police Commissioner Karen Webb.
We know a little bit about this person, but as I said, we're waiting to confirm his identification. If, in fact, it is the person that we believe it is, then we don't have fears for that person holding an ideation. In other words, that it's not a terrorism incident.
Australia has some of the world's toughest gun and knife laws, and attacks such as the one on Saturday are rare.
That's Reuters, Olivia's. Bird flu outbreak in U.S. dairy cows has spread to more than two dozen herds in eight states. That comes weeks after the nation's largest egg producer found the virus in its chickens. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.